This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Everyone is doing well. We got Rusty Shackelford's with us, and we're going to be talking about basically everything under the sun today. It's going to be a great show. There's just so much going on with this Hurricane Beryl. It's on a collision course with Texas and Louisiana, Arkansas. No one really knows what's going to happen, but current models, like really well-established hurricane models, are saying that the hurricane can take a drastic turn. It appears as if these warm waters might even intensify the hurricane. And if you guys remember, some years back, we had a landocane that kind of went across an entire section of the United States. I think it was over from the New York area, and it kind of moved westward. But this hurricane right now is currently over around the Jamaica area, and it's pretty much expected to devastate Jamaica. The eye wall of the hurricane, nothing is really normal about how this hurricane's eye wall looks and is operating and all this stuff. It's an abnormal hurricane, but by all means, there's never been a hurricane this intense this early into the hurricane season, which also signifies that we're likely to have 10, 20 powerful hurricanes, landocanes. The United States will probably get ravaged at one point during this hurricane season. And basically, this is an unparalleled natural disaster, this Hurricane Beryl. It's categorized as a Category 5, and it's hurling toward southern Texas, Louisiana, might even make its way into Arkansas. People might even have to evacuate inland, and we're kind of just have to wait to see how strong this thing is. And I feel like the news, I don't know if you've noticed, Rusty, but the news is kind of like lagging on this hurricane, and they're kind of behind. When you look at like the televised news on various news outlets, they're not even showing that this thing's predicted to curve yet. The Weather Channel is talking about it because they do like up to the date reporting, basically. But these other channels are, like the average American doesn't really know this thing is a threat to the United States. And there's been independent models that have predicted this hurricane to land on the Texas Gulf Coast before moving northeast across Louisiana and Arkansas. The GEPS tracks indicate a significant drop in the minimum sea level pressure. That's the MSLP, with readings as low as 930 HPA, indicating the storm's strength and potential widespread devastation. That's an amazing rating for this hurricane, and it basically plays into its power level. So one of the most alarming factors about this hurricane, though, is that it's ultimately going to traverse through the hot, warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. And with sea surface temperatures reaching 88 degrees Fahrenheit, this Gulf provides ample energy to fuel and strengthen the hurricane. And so as this hurricane barrel traverses these warm waters, instead of losing its strength, the storm is expected to intensify even further. And this abundant heat and moisture from the Gulf is a powerhouse feeding the hurricane, and it's going to ultimately cause rapid intensification. And this process significantly increases the storm wind speeds. It enhances the potential for destruction, and it ensures that this hurricane will strike the U.S. coastline with unparalleled ferocity, ultimately. And, you know, we have to wonder, is this part of the U.S. government's plan? And depending on how this thing hooks like a J to the east when it comes northward up toward Texas, it can hook pretty hardcore. And some of these current models show this thing hooking actually to where it's basically going to hook and then head up through Louisiana, Alabama, New York. So it can take a far right hook, and this is going to unleash torrential rains, and some of these places are going to receive about 20 inches of rain very quickly, and that's going to cause flash flooding. And these regions are expected to experience sustained winds exceeding 160 miles per hour. It's likely going to destroy buildings, uproot trees, and just cause power outages and chaos everywhere. But the initial impact of this hurricane will likely be in and around coastal cities like Galveston and Corpus Christi, as the storm surges combined with high winds and heavy rainfall lead to significant structural damage. Now, you can see all of this on squawk.com, my new website, squawk.com. That's squawk.com. All the links are in the description. And don't forget to support the show. I'll drastically need this. I've been working viciously on the website, trying to get this website ranked in the upper 1% traffic tier on the World Wide Web, which I already managed to do in 90 days. So we're going to try and get bigger than InfoWars ever was eventually, and see what happens. But Louisiana right now is, you know, it could face flooding. Arkansas, even, you know, as far north. And the Hurricane Center is saying, like, these meteorologists, they're monitoring all this stuff. But what do you think about this, Rusty? I mean, like, at first they were saying, like, and a lot of the news is still basically acting like this thing's just going to hit Mexico. They're not even telling people it's going to curve to the north.
You know, I haven't really heard anything much about the hurricane from what you've told me about, you know, how it was curving.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, like, this is all new to me. Like, it's a hurricane.
Right. So the, you know, and that's a good point you make, Rusty, right there, because that's the average American doesn't know about these extreme weather events worldwide. You know, if you all go to the Shepherd Ambellus Twitter feed, right, and really scroll down there for days and days, you'll see a lot of stuff. But for example, Moscow right now is experiencing the hottest weather in over 100 years. Okay, they're all about ready to die over there. Now, if that's not bad enough, they're now experiencing hurricane force winds and severe thunderstorms that have hit the Moscow region. Okay. All sorts of countries across the globe are being inundated with flooding. We're talking biblical level flooding, and they've hit it from every American. They've hit it from country to country. This is all part of the world plan that's in my film, which you have to buy immediately, called Shackled to silence. The link is in the description. Go to the link tree, get the DVD, or become a Subscribestar member. Watch my film Shackle to Silence, because I document what is about to happen. I basically have documented what's coming and how they managed to make the pandemic, you know, they used the COVID pandemic, they used that as a testing ground and a beta test to get mass dust mass on every street corner from these asteroids and volcanoes that are going to be blowing off. What we have is Planet X is definitely moving in. It's a perturber. It's a celestial perturber. All of our planets are like magnets, and they're going to start turning, and they already are. And that's what's exacerbating this weather. Now, you know, in Hunan, Pingjing province of China, it's totally underwater. I mean, 10 feet of water. You know, Dunby, Germany, Bavaria, just under 10 feet of water. Lagos, under 3 feet of water. Pretty much anywhere you can think of. Wuhan, under 10 feet of water. St. Lucia, you know, the hurricanes battered that already. It's ripped everything apart. You know, the Cayman Islands are getting ready to get battered. Jamaica is going to be wiped off the map. You know, flash floods have invaded Ruidoso, New Mexico, and almost wiped Ruidoso out, and they're not telling people about it. The Iowa, Minnesota, and other regions are still flooding right now, and the dengue fever and the sewer that's backed up in all these places is going to start causing health crisis. It's going to give them the grounds to do martial law. And Biden just came out now and announced all these climate bills, and basically they're going to start locking down people when it's above 80 degrees. They're going to say you can't even go out of your house if it's above 80 degrees. And you know, El Salvador is under, you know, 3-4 feet of water. I mean, every country is in complete peril, and it's been hidden from you. You need to support this show. I'm the last living journalist that's going to fight for humanity. I'm also literally the last standing journalist. They've now taken Alex Jones out. He's going to be forced to shut down all of his journalists. I don't really know anyone else out there. There's some good YouTubers. They're covering niche topics. No one's putting it all together like I have. I have entire feature-length documentary films on this. I've talked about this coming for the last decade or more, and interviewed all the top world's experts on this. And I'm basically the last real journalist that's going to fight a battle for humanity in Armageddon as the world totally falls apart. Nigeria completely gone underwater. El Salvador gone, wiped off the map. San Miguel, Guatemala, wiped off the map. Like biblical level shit, guys. This is no joke. You can go to my Twitter feed and see proof of this. They've lied to you. There's little tiny elephants in floodwaters in the A River in Assam and in India, and India's wiped off the map. Okay, Grenada, the island of Grenada, wiped off the map from the hurricane. Everything, the entire planet is in peril. You can see this on squawk.com. There's huge hail. There's icebergs floating down the street in Italy. All countries are lying. They're hiding this. It's only going to get worse. We're only at about 5% into this disaster. Everything's going to ramp up until 1,000-mile-an-hour straight-line winds scathe the face of the planet and every single volcano on Earth erupts. So you have limited time. Please make a pledge today so I can continue to cover this before we all die a fiery death. What do you think, Rusty? I mean, this is getting weird.
It's coming
quick, dude. Like, and I knew this would happen, but like, it's getting like off the chain, you know.
I'm still trying to figure out if it's not, you know, more directed energy weapons. I mean, you well, know, they spray well, the freaking skies.
I mean, it, okay. And then my personal opinion, on that is, okay, this planet's definitely going to cause this stuff and it's going to get way worse. And their weapons can't even do what to the scale of what's going on now, pretty much. They could probably do to the scale of what's going on now, but this stuff's going to ramp up. But what I actually think they're doing, Rusty, now this is going to sound crazy. I actually think they're using their weapons to try and mitigate this stuff because it's actually far worse than what it is. And they're trying to hide this extreme weather as long as possible. But I don't doubt that they would take and steer this hurricane right into the U.S. And the reason they would do that is to gain a tactical advantage, because as Planet X comes and the whole entire planet starts flooding, there's going to be malaria, there's going to be dengue fever, all the septic and human poop, sewers soup, and feces fever. It's going to be poop soup special. And guess what? Within weeks, that will make all of America and every other country disease ridden. So to solve that problem, if you're a government, what you have to do, and it's really a smart decision. I mean, this sounds crazy. It's not even like a New World Order decision. It's just reality. What you got to do is you got to do a Megadeth pre-kill of the entire world population. And that's what we see in the Deagle report coming up for 2025, when they say there's only 1/3 of the population left. The reason you have to complete this Megadeth kill is because you have to steer a hurricane like the first one, like this one, into the United States to devastate a swath of the United States, and other swaths are already devastated. It will gain them the ability to get military on the street ahead of time, because there's 20 more hurricanes like this or even more powerful coming this season.
I mean, we're not even in hurricane season.
The U.S. is lucky if Florida will even be standing on the map by the end of this year. Why do you think they're not running any political ads? Y'all ever notice they're not running? We're going to have open lines. We got Rusty with us. 262-891-0070. 262-891-0070. 891-0070. Please support the show. We got to do a big shout out to Pam and Rusty for keeping the show going, but it's not enough. It's never enough. People, we have to get this message out to everyone. This is a battle for humanity, and I need to be able to get more reach going with all this stuff, and it's going to take some funding. And this isn't even a fucking game anymore. This shit is real. What do you think, Russ?
It's coming down the pipe. It's coming. It's coming.
Fuck yeah. You know, President Biden, this is on squawk.com. That's SQAUK.com. You can find the link in the description. President Biden announces aggressive plan to combat extreme heat and wildfires. Now, does this sound normal to anyone listening? Does this sound normal that you got to have a plan to combat heat and wildfires? Now, what's in this plan? That's the thing. You know, I'm going to have to actually be a journalist and dive into this plan and really see what's going on, because we can't trust what they're saying. To me, it sounds like they're going to do martial law out of it. To me, it sounds like they're going to start doing climate lockdowns above 80 degrees or something. They're talking about workplace conditions, like you can't even go to work if it's above 80 degrees type shit. I mean, it sounds weird. I'm going to play a little bit from this, but basically they're saying, you know, I got it right here on Squawk. Nova wrote this. It says, in a significant step to address the escalating climate crisis, President Joe Biden has unveiled a comprehensive strategy to mitigate the impacts of extreme heat and rampant wildfires. Speaking at a press conference, Biden emphasized the urgency of the situation, highlighting the increasing frequency of the deadly heat waves and devastating wildfires as a direct consequence of abrupt climate change. Now, people, if you remember back, I had whistleblowers come on the show and said they were getting memos in the Department of the Interior saying, get ready to brace for abrupt climate change. The United States is going to be devastated. They were trying to get oxygen tanks and all this shit for what's coming. ladies and gentlemen, they are bunkered down in their underground bases. They are in continuity of government. And that's why you see the masked Biden imposter in the White House. And the administration's plan that Biden has just released includes a stricter workplace regulation, which will ensure the safety of workers exposed to extreme heat, increased wildfire prevention and response funding, and substantial investments in green infrastructure to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Now, Biden called on Congress to support these measures, and the announcement comes during the summer of extreme heat waves and wildfire outbreaks. Basically, they expect the whole United States to burn down abruptly, and it just might. I mean, this is getting like weirder. Have you ever heard of such a thing where they got to make bills where they're talking about 80 degrees? Let's play this clip from Biden real quick. I'm going to see if I can play this.
And I want to recognize and thank Secretary Mayorkas, who has been with us here at the EOC when we opened it in 2023. This state-of-the-art facility was built with the president's help with a $7.5 million grant from DHS. I want to thank all of the members of the EOC team that you see behind us, Mr. President. They work daily with partners across the district to keep us safe. We have activated this EOC more than 24 times since opening last year. I've had to declare 34 heat emergencies. And as we know, and we've been briefed on today, they're happening earlier and lasting longer. In the middle of a heat emergency, for example, last year, this EOC responded to Canadian wildfires and the impacts of those fires on our city. A month later, we activated again when we had a short but devastating storm in a part of D.C. And we're seeing more and more of the heat.
I'm going to fast forward it to the president. But that's crazy. They're talking about all this extreme shit.
Now, if my father were here, he's looking down, he'd turn and say, I apologize for my back.
Very impressive. His father.
Thank you very much.
This is an imposter. This isn't even the real Biden.
Mayor, thanks for that introduction and joining me today at the D.C. Emergency Operations Center. I also want to thank the first responders who risk their lives every single day running into danger to save others while everyone's running away from danger. I'm here to talk about how we're preparing and responding to the dangerous impacts of extreme weather and the climate crisis that's affecting people all around America, all around the country. Matter of fact, beyond around America. You know, summer has just started.
The whole world.
Already, tens of millions of Americans are under heat warnings from record-shattering temperatures. Last month here in D.C., temperature 100 degrees. In Phoenix, Arizona, 112 degrees. In Las Vegas, 111 degrees. Above normal temperatures also are expected for much of the country in July, especially in central and eastern United States. Extreme heat, this is, I think, going to surprise a lot of people, not you all, but extreme heat is the number one weather-related killer in the United States. More people die from extreme heat than floods, hurricanes, and tornadoes combined. Say that again, combined. More people die.
I thought GMO food killed more people. Man, this is bullshit.
From heat than those three other major issues. And look, right now we're also tracking Hurricane Beryl, which is passing through the Caribbean. It's the earliest time ever a dangerous Category 5 hurricane has been recorded in American history. People impacted the islands and communities are in our prayers, and we stand by to provide assistance to them. Look, extreme weather events drive home a point that I've been saying for so long. Ignoring climate change is deadly and dangerous and irresponsible. These climate-fueled extreme weather events don't just affect people's lives. They also cost money, they hurt the economy, and they have a significant negative psychological effect on people. Last year, the largest weather-related disasters cost over, get this, $90 billion in damages in America. $90 billion in damages. That's the cost so far, last year.
Well,
they drove nearly 2.5
million. I hate to tell them this, but this year it's probably going to be in the trillions.
Billion people out of their homes. All right. Hawaii.
Can I say something
real quick? Do you think so far?
I think, all right. It's true that there is some shit going on, like with the weather. But the, you know, I'm, this, it's 112 in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's 112 in Scottsdale, what? Arizona every fucking year.
I know.
Every
so,
year.
So
did you, have you not seen the trend that's going around?
Yeah,
where
but
they're like, oh my God. We're having an English heat wave.
No, you're right about this. You're right about this. But there's a lot of a lot of psyops going around. So, like, if you really weigh out what's going on worldwide that they're hiding from people that I have on my Twitter feed, and the fact that we broke 1,400, you know, so like we know that this shit is going on. But see, the perfect psyop behind this was this is how crazy this is and how deep this shit fucking goes. In 1982, when the IRAS telescope discovered Planet X and they built the actual FEMA body that Trump enacted with the 50 governors and the Stafford Act, that was because of there was a major asteroid convergence threatening the United States and other parts of the world. And now that we're in this Planet X danger zone, they're going to have climate lockdowns and a new pandemic death kill coming and all this shit. But they knew all this was coming because there's history of this through the Adam and Eve story, the CIA's Adam and Eve story, which is posted, you can see on Squawk and all this stuff. But like basically they core drilled the earth and they know that there's these calamities and they know how quick they happen. So that's why they had Al Gore come out and say there's global warming and there's all this shit. Now they used it to their advantage, but the psyop behind this was actually deeper than people think. You know, they had Alex Jones screaming at the top of his lungs, hey, they had Alex Jones screaming at the top of his lungs, hey, basically you globalists are doing these carbon taxes, right? And they're doing all this stuff. So obviously, you know, the globalists are pulling a scam and it's a scam. And then now when everyone thinks that fucking shit's a scam, the idea behind the actual operation is to not let people know that Planet X is coming as long as possible until they visibly see it or until they're wiped off the map or until they gain martial law control of regions and they start displacing populations and moving them around. And so in order to do that, the psyop was so deep that now they got everyone believing that they did carbon scams and it's all fake, when now really the climate chaos is gonna.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Start happening for fucking real. But that those scams and everything they did the whole way because they knew this was coming. Now, how do the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and the bankers and all this, how can they be so sure that you won't own anything and there'll be a great reset by 2030 and all this stuff? This isn't a New World Order plan. The New World Order is only reactive to Mother Earth and celestial events because they're not that powerful. They don't hold all the power. The star system is much more powerful than them. So they can only design their plan to that. And that's what they've done. We got a caller with us. What's up? What's your name? You're on the air. Who's this?
Me.
Bring it on.
Shane. My name is Shane.
Hey, Shane. How you doing, brother?
Good. Hey, where you been? What?
I've been building squawk.com, squauk.com for the last 90 days, and now I'm back, and I've got it into the upper 1% traffic tier on the World Wide Web, and now I'm ready to eventually take over all media.
Take it over.
Hey, I agree with you. I agree with you on that a little bit there, Shepard, and this goes back to, like, when I first learned of you. With COVID and dang it, crowdsourced Jason and John Cullen.
Mm-hmm.
And John actually pointed you out, you know, with when you were kind of pointing all those near Earth objects and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I've said this before to you, but, you know, I was like, no, this is bullshit. What the hell they got this guy on here for, you know? And it turned out a lot of the stuff you're talking about was kind of on topic. You know, it made more sense than anything else. And they would slide the COVID stuff under the umbrella of all this near-Earth object thing so they could enact these other, you know, take advantage of the not disaster, but pending disaster, you know, if something were to happen, they could use that as their trying to think of the right word, you know, it's their initiation and anything they wanted to not initiation like in their little secret whatever just going on, but to initiate their plan for something, you know, to take advantage of a disaster and initiate their own little thing. And that's what I'm saying. I agree with you. I think it's a cosmic reaction, the heat right now. Mm-hmm. And I watched this one show with this guy, or a podcast that they, it's a lady that focuses on the, not astrology so much, but the astronomy and how that actually does play, you know, into the human body.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, all these planets are in retrograde and it's been going on for a while now, you know, the whole if you look at the planet motions and all this stuff, it's all chaotic right now. And,
yeah, absolutely. The interplanetary magnetic field lines, everything's going out of control, the Schumann resonance, all this stuff. What do you think since my film came out? By the way, I want to thank Todd, who just now purchased, while we were on air, Shackled to Silence, my film. I encourage a bunch of other people to purchase this film. Go to the Linktree link, the first link down below. Get this film, Shackled to Silence. You can become a Subscribestar member, and it's in the posts in the Subscribestar, so you can watch it. Or you can do that digitally, or you can buy the DVD hard copy version, which I highly suggest. What do you think, Shane, like, you know, since my film came out, since I've been talking about all this, like, what would be the chance? Let's just say I was a batshit crazy loon and made some shit up, and I was able to make up that basically what I claim.
Not batshit crazy?
Let's say I made up basically what I claim, that, like, you know, the pandemic's a worldwide cover for militaries to prepare for Planet X, and then the next round, you know, will probably be like real lockdowns. This planet's coming, the weather's going to get worse, all this stuff. And then now here we are, you know, 2-3 years later, after my film, after I started saying this, after the pandemic, and look at what's going on.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, and it goes to what you were just saying before we started talking, where you know, we're talking about cosmic events. These people have absolutely no control over these cosmic events.
Mm-hmm.
They might be able to have like some kind of weather machine.
Yeah.
If that's the right word.
Right.
But even then, I think in a small dose, they can do something. They, as far as a hurricane or something like that, no way do they have that kind of power to do things like that. And I think they want to, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking they would like to have that power per se. And I think they get to horsing around with certain things. And, you know, there's a biblical idiom that says, you know, you reap, it's a proverb. If you reap the wind, or I mean, if you sow the wind, you reap a whirlwind. And that always reminded me, you know, if you start messing with things you don't know, you don't have any control of, the harvest of that behavior is going to be a monstrosity of things you will not be able to control, you know?
Oh, right. And,
yeah. So they get to dicking around with the weather and all this stuff. Then there's this, you know, like I said, a whirlwind of shit that they, you know, they can barely control it the way it is. and then it gets out of control when it starts to do its thing. That's when they really realize that they really don't have that much power over this stuff, or control, I should say. And then, but as far as the cosmic events, they definitely don't have control over that, and they're just taking advantage of it. And that's what I picked up out of, you know, when John Cullen introduced you, it was the, you know, maybe, let's say there was that one meteor impact, you know, in Africa.
Yeah, Akuri.
Yeah, the governments were expecting like a raining down of this kind of thing, you know, of meteors.
Yeah.
But when it didn't happen, they still took advantage of the warning, you know, or that's why they set up all those tents and all.
Well,
that
and
stuff,
part,
you know?
Of it,
all right.
Part of it's not, you know, part of it seems sinister, but part of it in the back of my mind, it's like they're actually kind of trying to do something. If you think
right.
about it, because they're getting the supply chains in order. They're, you know, they're trying to get dust masks on every street corner there. It's weird how they're doing it, but like, that's probably how you have to go about it, because this is the most secret. What we're talking about right now, the White House and Pentagon is listening to this broadcast right fucking now, and they're like, holy fucking shit. You know, like, this is like what they don't want people to know.
It sounds like nonsense, you know? So when other people do hear it, they're like, listen to these retards, you know? Freaking
yeah.
Talking about, they don't have no idea what they're talking about. But you can see it in the background. You can see, you know, it's like, especially with the COVID thing, it was plain as day. You know, it's like they had no sooner than COVID reared its head, was no sooner than these meteors popped up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so they're like, all right, you know, we got to make it look like we have control of the situation per se. You know, and again, that allowed them to build up all these mobilized tent hospitals and stuff. And then, you know, so now the meteor thing didn't quite come through. Well, we'll just go ahead and enact this COVID plan. We've been, you know, dust off this COVID plan, and we'll work that into the scenario, you know. Mm-hmm. And every year, you know, I remember that from what you guys were talking about, you know, because the Earth, you know, I ain't going to get into this argument about flat Earth and whatever the hell happens with that. But there is this momentum of Earth, whether you want to call it an orbit or whatever, that every year will find itself in that spot of the universe,
mm-hmm.
where these where that meteor shower is going to occur. You know, so every mm-hmm. what May or from March to
right.
May, we're going to be in this meteor shower per se, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
And it will always open the door for, if the meteor shower doesn't occur, well, we'll just slide in another
they could torment the population over it. Rusty, what are your thoughts on all this?
And play with the wet, you know, now the weather's heating up, you know, they're not creating that to heat up, but now it gives them the opportunity to take advantage of this situation that obviously is happening.
Yeah,
you know,
I think they're
going
to go to climate lockdowns.
Yeah. And you're going to have, I heard you talking, you know, with the other guy here, you know, and he's kind of biting a little bit on that, you know, that people are, you know, that there's this climate change thing. And that, again, that's by design to create that argument. So when you bring up the subject matter, you're already going to have division.
In my opinion, their ultimate goal. Yeah. My opinion, their ultimate goal at all costs would be to hide the existence of this planet until it's visible, basically, you know, with the naked eye. And they might even be doing that with the solar simulator and all sorts of shit.
Didn't you send me a link to a video that showed something that was a video, a live feed from Alaska,
mm-hmm.
where you could see something that looked like a freaking planet passing through the atmosphere?
Yeah, no, dude, that's
visible,
most likely it. It had all the detail on it. It looked like a Dyson sphere almost. It looked like a brown
yeah.
dwarf. It was pocked up. It had movement. That's real. That's on my Twitter
feed. I'm here, and then all of a sudden it went away.
Yeah, right now it's only visible, you know, potentially from certain angles, certain cameras, certain, it's real faint in the sky. It's a basically a brown dwarf star, and that's a burnt out sun, and it absorbs light like almost like a black hole. So it's very hard to see in less certain conditions until it gets super close. So those cameras have been filming that for years, and it's fucking bigger on there. It's more distinct. I mean, this shit is clearly moving in, and getting closer.
I have yet to see. I want to see it. You know what I'm saying? I would like to see it, and I want to see it, and I never see it. And then I've said this before too, where I think we live in a simulated reality, you know?
They can disguise shit, hide it. There's patents on cloaking planets and everything. They can cloak this shit.
And I think there can be, if we're living in a dual sim, or if we're living in a simulated reality, I believe there can be dual simulated realities that occur, a parallel in the same time, in the same existence, where a shepherd's seat can go outside. We can be standing shoulder to shoulder. You could look up at the sky and you can see a planet. I'll be standing right next to you. And I believe, you know, I know you're legit, but I look up in the sky and I don't see shit, you know, and I'll be like,
what?
You know,
I got a question.
Yeah, dude. Plus, people will be traumatized by this, and certain people's brains will take it, and certain people's brains won't.
And they got this, you know. Then you start peppering the society with these, you know. There's this big, I don't know if awakening's the right word, but a realization that there's mental illness. There's a lot of mental illness out there, you know. Per se, and that'll be another way to kind of cloak this behavior is, well, that dude's mentally ill. You know what I'm saying? He's obviously off his meds or whatever, and when there's really nothing wrong with him, it's just, you know, and a lot of this is hard to explain by design, I do believe, as well. So
right,
when you start to get into explaining it, and you're like, ooh, or at least like I am, I'm like, that's part of because I think there's an evil behind it.
Well, and it's so multifaceted and multi-pronged.
There's so much evil behind it. There's so much evil. And it loves
operating in the open and being right in your face. And yet it's that quote unquote they, it's that quote unquote it, you know, that has no face, you know, and there's a lot of these politicians that would like you to think they're the it or the they. But it's like, no, and it barely even uses them. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it really likes the human nature or the human beings that follow it, you know, and bow down to it. I think it ultimately resents them as much as it resents those that won't bow down to it. But my point is that it operates in your face, in the open, and it's purposely hard to put your finger on it and explain it and describe it. You know, you just got to kind of know it. You just got to, you got to have a sense of good and evil, whether that be through the Bible or whatever, you know, that there is good in this world and there is evil, and there's an evil presence right now that is allowed to operate and run its little game. That's, when you guys say there is a planet, you know, the Bible talks about in the end days, you know, I will create it, or I will trying to say it quote unquote, but there'll be a new earth and a new heaven and a new earth. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what you're kind of seeing, you know, which is, I kind of want to see it. You know, that's why I'm like, there's people that say, well, that's just restoring of the earth that we have. They're saying, well, that's just a restoring of the earth that exists now. You know, the earth we're on right now, it will be reformed and remade into a, you know, for Jesus, as opposed to the evil that exists now. Yeah. Or I think that's, again, you know, I think there's a lot of open interpretation in the Bible that again, this, and I think that goes back to the parallel realities that they're, you know, in a reality. I ain't saying the Bible has multi-truths to it, but I think there's open interpretation, for lack of a better term, because of that. The Bible talks about a matrix. You know what I'm saying? That's the actual word it calls it.
Yeah.
And no, everybody seems to read over it, and I'm like, wait a minute, right there it's talking about matrix, you know, and it's a big, and it's a it's something the Bible talks, you know, that you should know and understand, and whether that matrix be that simulation or whatever, you know, and I think if you go down certain paths, like even in Judaism, you know, Judaism's going to have some beliefs that maybe Christianity don't, and it doesn't necessarily mean that Judaism is evil or whatever, you know, but if that's what you're going to hitch your pony to, you're going to see a lot of stuff the Judaism way as opposed to the Christian way. And again, you know, like I said with Shepherd, you know, I'll be standing shoulder to shoulder with Shepherd seeing things, and I'll be standing shoulder to shoulder with a Jew seeing things, and we're just going to see two different things. And I just got to, or I don't know how it's to be explained, but you just got to know that that's how it's going to happen at some point, you know, and not freak out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, Rusty, you mentioned Ukraine earlier off air. I was thinking Ukraine's like the 2012 Ark City, and there's like underground base shit there, because why are they funneling like trillions into that?
The shit with Ukraine that's going on is going to screw us over, because we're funding them. Like, we're dumping trillions in suitcases full of money going to damn Ukraine.
I'm going to mute myself for 1 second. Just continue, Rusty. You have the floor.
All right. But on the other hand, we're funding Israel, too. We're dumping trillions of dollars into that nonsense, too. And then what? Maybe 2 or 3 weeks maybe 4 weeks ago, Russia was off of our coast. Like, really? We're funding two different wars on two different fronts. And the reason why Russia hasn't gone ahead and said, okay, Ukraine's ours, because like 90% of Ukraine wants to be back with Russia anyway. Not to mention that Ukraine's full of Nazis. Don't forget that. Nazis. And just because Vladimir Zelensky is Jew, doesn't mean he can't be a Nazi too. Is Russia sees that, and Russia's waiting. They're sitting back. It doesn't matter who wins the elections, whether it's Donald Trump or Joe Biden. And isn't it weird that we haven't seen any of the candidates that are also running for president? No, we've just seen those two. I can find the list on the internet easily, but you don't see any of them advertising. And then you don't see any of Donald Trump or Joe Biden advertising either. Like, I manifested a political text message, because they're doing it through text messages and they're doing it through ads on the internet. They're not focusing their primary target, which would be all the geriatrics watching CNN and Fox News. They're not doing that. They're doing that for a reason, because they want everybody to think that those are the two political opponents that are already, they're already, boom, we picked these guys, they're going to duke it out. Mm-hmm. And if you watch the presidential debate, that was funny as shit.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best comedy hour friggin' ever.
That was. They should have put that on Saturday Night Live.
My golfing's better than your golfing. Yeah. I bet you can't carry your golf bag. Oh, yeah. Schmigga-digga-digga. Fuck. It's a joke.
That is,
and
huh?
That, it made us look like a joke, because we already are a joke.
Yeah.
But Putin, he's fucking playing his cards. I'm not pro fucking Putin, but he's
playing his cards. You're like a full-on Russian. Like, you're like in the Russian mafia. You're a full-on Russian in the Russian mafia. No, I like Putin. I think I'm down with Putin.
He runs his country better than we run ours.
Yeah.
Well, when I say we, I mean they.
Right.
Let's get our pronouns in order.
Yeah.
But it's just sickening. Because he's waiting for us to be our weakest point, because we just print dollars off that are the U.S. dollars, like what, 75 cents in value
per dollar
or something like that. If that, yeah. We're printing off all this damn money to fund two separate wars, and he's laughing at us. Mm-hmm. Like, well, he doesn't have the technology. No, he's doing it on purpose.
Yeah,
this is all intentional.
Have you guys ever heard, this is on squawk.com, squauk.com. Have you ever heard of the Dark Pyramid beneath Alaska?
Yes.
That's crazy shit, dude. Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah, I didn't know about that till recently for some reason. That was like off my radar. And so I did an article on it. But they got this underground pyramid. The military protects it. And it puts out enough power to power up the whole entire country of Canada.
Well, do you know what year NATO was established? It was established in 1940 or 1949.
Okay.
Like, okay. No more going to, Antarctica.
Yeah.
We're not touching it.
Oh, yeah. They got all sorts of shit under this ice and everything. Antarctica, Alaska, everything, you know?
Yeah. And then what's funny is what year was Israel given to, the Jewish people?
Was that
1948?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, well, you know, and it's like how that all came about. And obviously it's a New World Order front city or something. You know, something's going on. I mean, when the Rothschilds back, you know, all that, like, mm-hmm. there, you know, something's going on with it.
It's a shell game.
Mm-hmm. Yep, or it's been over. They've set it up like that, and then they have it all infiltrated out. Man, this is getting weird. I would expect I expect them to possibly put troops on the street, or at least National Guard eventually, from maybe even from these first initial floods.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they want, though.
Yeah, because there's floods in Iowa, Minnesota, New Mexico.
We're in a continuity of government. Mm-hmm. We've always been in a continuity of government ever since Trump.
Yep.
That was never lifted.
Right. I think since like May 15th or something like that of 2020 or something like that.
It was something like that. We've never been lifted from that continuity of government.
Yeah, that's crazy within itself. And that explains these masked characters, these imposters in the White House. Guys, if you're a motocross fan, there is gatekeepers in the moto industry. And right now there's a relentless battle between moto industry elites and YouTube mavericks Johnny Hopper and Kooksy Media, who do commentary on motocross. And much like the New World Order gatekeeps the mainstream media and all the corporations, the motocross is gatekeeped, and these YouTubers are finding it hard to get in and report on this. And the traditional motocross industry, it fights to maintain control, and independent voices on YouTube such as Johnny Hopper and Kooksy Media are gaining influence and challenging the status quo and reshaping the narrative of motocross. And in the high-stakes motocross world, an intense battle occurs driven by adrenaline and determination. This clash isn't happening on the dirt bike tracks, but on the digital realm. On one side, the established leaders of the motocross industry, who claim to be the ultimate authority of all things motocross, basically are going against these bold YouTube personalities, Johnny Hopper and Kooksy Media, and they're kind of gatekeeping and not letting these people in. And then they even got these two personalities fighting against each other now, and they're doing the old conflict where and it's just playing directly into the establishment's divide and conquer agenda. So it's like it's kind of crazy. It's like a mini New World Order in the motocross industry. You guys can see that on squawk.com. Guys, we're out of time. Thanks for coming on the show. Rusty Shackelford, Shane, thanks for the call. And we'll see you later. Thanks for coming on the show, Rusty. I appreciate it.
Love you, brother.
All right, see y'all.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.